It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. According to the Pennsylvania Department of Labor and Industry, well over 500,000 people are employed statewide in manufacturing. But how do you know if a product is made in Pennsylvania? A bipartisan group of state lawmakers has introduced a bill to create a Made in PA program to persuade consumers to purchase products made in the Commonwealth. I'm joined now by phone from Harrisburg by State Representative Eli Ivankovich of Murraysville, who chairs the House Manufacturing Caucus and supports the bill. Representative Ivankovich, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Also with us from Harrisburg is David Taylor. He's Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. David Taylor, good to have you with us.
Thanks very much.
And if you have a comment or question for our guests, you can join the conversation by calling 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Our email address is esspgh@wesa.fm, and you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Would you be more likely to buy a product if it was labeled Made in Pennsylvania? 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. Representative Ivankovich, explain the idea behind this Made in Pennsylvania push.
Well, first of all, Paul, I want to thank you for bringing this to the attention of your listeners. And please, you can call me Eli if you prefer. Pennsylvania it has a rich history in manufacturing, and the public, by and large, supports manufacturing. Policymakers support manufacturing. This bill has two real benefits. Number one, on the consumer side, as people go into stores, as people go into buying the products that they use every day, knowing that it's made in Pennsylvania could be important to many folks. But there is a second component to this bill that is business to business, which is that those companies that their products qualify for the Made in PA trademark would be part of an online database of suppliers, so that companies in Pennsylvania, if they want to buy their products, the things that they use in their company, that they can buy them, source them locally, and keep those dollars moving through the state of Pennsylvania.
David Taylor, how would you characterize the Made in PA program?
Well, I think that it is more of an influencer, really, again, it's always good to give consumers more information about the choices that they have in the marketplace, and so I don't want to oversell the potential upside of this particular program. But I think from the perspective of our association, we're the statewide trade group representing the people who make things in Pennsylvania's public policy process, that I think that it is important for our citizens to understand how broad and wide the manufacturing sector really is in Pennsylvania, and how many of the products that are available in the marketplace, things that they use, purchase, handle every day, are made here close to home. So helping to dispel the myth that somehow manufacturing is dead and gone, I think that's one of the major positives that could be derived from a prominent Made in Pennsylvania branding and marketing campaign. One more thing, I want to thank Representative Ivankovich for his leadership with the House Manufacturing Caucus. In particular, I want to thank Representative Neil Goodman, a Democrat from Schuylkill County, who's the prime sponsor of this legislation.
David, are there things that are, as I mentioned, there are nearly 600,000 people employed in manufacturing. What kind of products are being made in Pennsylvania?
Well, in a word, everything. Our membership here at the association includes everything from Boeing making Chinook helicopters for the U.S. military and allied armed forces at the factory down in Delaware County on the Philadelphia City line, to Crayola making art supplies in Northumberland County, or the Hershey Company making candy out in Dauphin County. It really is everything that you can imagine, durables and consumables, all across every industrial classification.
And are these things completely made in Pennsylvania? In other words, no parts or materials made in China?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. No matter what it is that you're making, you're taking raw materials or component parts and you're going through a multi-stage process, you know, deploying a lot of energy, usually deploying a deploying a chemical process in the manufacturing to yield a finished good. Now, obviously, I can't vouch for the sourcing of everything in the supply chain for every manufacturer in Pennsylvania, and I guess that I would speak to the specifics of the legislation as to how the Department of Community and Economic Development would classify a made-in-Pennsylvania product. But in terms of the maximum amount of value added, it happens right there on the plant floor. And you can document where that core manufacturing activity is taking place. I mean, at the Harley-Davidson plant in York County, I can't guarantee that every single component in every single bike that they make came from Pennsylvania or even came from the U.S., but the maximum degree of value, the really consequential part, is the assembly there on the plant floor in York County, and that's, I believe that those would earn the designation made in PA.
And I want to invite our listeners to join the conversation again at 412-246-2002. That's 412-246-2002. And one of the questions we want listeners to consider is if, or to let us know, is if they go out of their way to purchase made in PA or made in America products. And are they more likely, are you more likely to buy something if you know that it's made in Pennsylvania? We'd like to hear from you. 412-246-2002, the email address again, ESSPGH@WESA.FM, and you can reach us on Twitter at ESSPGH and follow the conversation at #EPLive. Eli, there is a similar program to identify and promote Pennsylvania agricultural products called the PA Preferred Program. Has there been any indication of how that program is? It's been around, I believe, for close to 10 years. How is that program doing, and can it give you any indication of how a Made in PA program would do?
You know, Paul, I don't have any major hard data on the PA Preferred Program, but what I can tell you is that as you move to different parts of our state, it is certainly everywhere, and it's on restaurants, it's in grocery stores. And I can tell you that from my own personal shopping experience, I tend to buy things that if I know it's made in Pennsylvania, that made in PA, that preferred PA trademark has influenced my decisions. In terms of the made in PA for manufactured goods, as we've ramped up our House Manufacturing Caucus starting in June, we've done a series of tours throughout the state. And one of the things that I can tell you is that on that very micro level of House members visiting business to business, and in fact, some of those businesses joining us from one location to another, we've actually already seen this made in PA component work several times in our experience over the tours that we've had. One business owner doesn't know who their neighbors are, and they don't know what products they offer on the business to business side. And we've had a few instances where companies have actually found customers and suppliers just by getting to know their neighbors. And I think that there's something very parochial about the people of Pennsylvania, and it's a very wonderful aspect that we have in our lives that we can have the ability to want to keep things local, want to grow our local economies, because we've seen transformation in Pennsylvania. And I believe that while it's not a silver bullet, things like changes with this Made in PA will allow Pennsylvania to really start to reap some of the opportunity that we have here. You know, we've seen the decimation of the manufacturing sector as we knew it, but there's been a rebirth. And we need to be better advocates for those things. And I think the Made in PA is just one component of something that we can do here in Harrisburg to give the manufacturing sector in Pennsylvania a leg up.
And Eli, as you've traveled the Commonwealth to engage with manufacturers, both small and large, what are some of the places that you've visited, and what are some of the stories that you can maybe share with us?
We visited small ordnance companies that make ignition systems for military purposes. We visited a company that makes helicopters. It is an Italian-owned company, Augusta Westland in Philadelphia. We have visited Harley-Davidson, Gladfelter, which is, I think, one of the world's largest paper manufacturers. We visited the Elwood City Group in the Pittsburgh region, which is one of the world's largest forging operations, a company called Aled Lighting, which pioneers lighting delivery systems and lighting efficiency systems globally. We visited a company, Vaca Manufacturing, in Butler County that manufactures most of the vinyl that's used in windows and doors, sliding glass doors. And as of just recently, in the near future, we will be visiting Penn United in the Pittsburgh area, which does very high precision tool and die work, and they also manufacture handguns. Some of the stories that we've heard are that Pennsylvania needs to change some of its policies regarding workforce development in particular, so that the workforce that's coming out is a little bit more ready to be trained to do the jobs that they have available. But there's a great underpinning of manufacturing infrastructure here in the Commonwealth, and I do believe that this Made in PA concept will help them move their products forward.
412-246-2002, if you'd like to join the conversation with our guests, Representative Eli Ivankovich, who you just heard. He is from Murraysville. He chairs the House Manufacturing Caucus. Also, David Taylor, Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. Let's go to the phones. We have David in Fayette Township. David, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Good morning.
Hi. It's afternoon.
Good afternoon, but
actually. Yeah, that's all right. Go ahead with your comment or question for our guest, please.
I would just like to let you all know that while I work for the State Federation, the AFL-CIO, I would not buy greeting cards of any kind unless they were made in America. I try to find union-made, and I would not accept a new or used car as a prize if it was not an American-made car. I try to buy everything union-made, or at least made in Pennsylvania. Potato chips, for example, and I buy a lot of potato chips.
Well, yeah, we have quite a few companies that manufacture those in Pennsylvania. And
yes, we do.
Just to make sure that both of our guests heard David's comments, he says that he refrains from buying any kind of greeting cards or automobiles that are not manufactured in the United States, and he definitely prefers to buy products, if not limiting himself to buying products that are union made. How important is that to this push? Maybe not from where you're sitting, David and Eli, but from some of the feedback you're getting from people out there. Are you hearing a lot of comments like the one that David just made?
Well, let me respond to that. And David, thank you for the call. And I appreciate the sentiment. And that's one of the reasons why we think that this Made in Pennsylvania branding effort is going to be valuable to consumers who want to vote with their dollars. Again, from a business perspective, we recognize that it's a global economy, that we've got to make sure that we're delivering good value for the consumer dollar, that people are going to choose us because, our product, whatever manufacturer you are, that we're the best value in the marketplace. But that being said, it's always better to give consumers more information, and that we believe this can do that. And also, I think that everyone is looking to their leaders, whether it's elected officials or leaders in the private sector, to work together, to cooperate, to advance our Commonwealth and increase our quality of life. And this particular piece of legislation is one of the rare occasions when my association, PMA, and the state AFL-CIO are in agreement. And so, I'm pleased that this is a bipartisan effort, that that industry and labor are in agreement. And even though, again, I don't want to oversell the potential upside of this marketing program, I think that we can all take solace that, you know, you've got cooperation where it's possible, that however much we can agree on, however little it might be, at least we're going to agree on that much and get that much done.
Gentlemen, do we know how many jobs this would create and or potentially save in the state of Pennsylvania?
Well, I mean, I would be very reluctant to, make those kinds of estimates, again, because this effort is essentially a branding, awareness, and marketing type effort that the good that it can do and should do, I think, is going to be subtle. I don't think people are going to make purchases that they would otherwise not have made simply because they would see the Made in PA brand. I think actually what Eli spoke to some time ago, talking about the relationship building between manufacturing employers because of the efforts of his caucus in identifying, you know, the issues and concerns about manufacturing today, that somebody might find a supplier, somebody might find a new business partner locally or regionally because of this kind of effort, and actually because the Commonwealth through the Department of Community and Economic Development would be awarding that designation for Made in PA products. In the process of doing that, they would be building a database of Pennsylvania manufacturers whose products have earned that certification, and that database itself would be a resource for the department and for all Pennsylvanians and Pennsylvania businesses to use as a guide for sourcing, as Eli said, if people wanted to look regionally or locally for a manufactured good.
And Paul, I would just, if I can, just weigh in this way.
Sure.
You know, I've never heard a lawmaker, and I'm a novice at this in some respects. I've only been at it for about 3 years, but in my lifetime, I've never heard an elected official talk against manufacturing jobs or talk against job creation. And our bipartisan caucus really is trying to find those areas of commonality that Mr. Taylor mentioned. And I would just ask your listeners to envision this: if the state helps create this Made in PA trademark, picture walking into a Lowe's, picture walking into a Walmart. Retail locations like Walmart and Lowe's and Home Depot come under criticism sometimes for the fact that they're selling perhaps cheaply made products or products that aren't made in the United States and are too profit driven. Well, I would just ask your listeners to vision this. Is that they walk into the Lowe's, they walk into Home Depot, they walk into Walmart, and there's a Made in PA section. There's a section where Klein Tools, which are manufactured in Pennsylvania, there's a section where shovels and other hand tools and perhaps other goods that aren't coming to mind, that wouldn't come into the minds of the people of Pennsylvania immediately, that there's a section for them there, and they know, as your caller had mentioned, that they can vote with their dollars and buy something from Pennsylvania. I can't see how that won't help Pennsylvania manufactured goods.
Well, and according to Mark Andahl, founder of the Made in America store in Elma, New York, an expenditure of just $64 by every American every year on American-made goods would create 200,000 manufacturing jobs, which in turn stimulates another 800,000 jobs outside of manufacturing, with a total economic impact of 1 million new jobs. So there are some figures to think about as folks consider the Made in PA legislation. And I would ask you, Eli, before we wrap this up, will the Made in PA legislation be taken up in the legislature in 2014?
I've been doing my best to get our leadership on board, and I think there's a great opportunity for that. And you know, what you said before was so critical, is that, you know, I'm a recovering accountant from the steel industry, and one of the things is following the money. Every dollar you spend on a good that's manufactured outside of the United States, 40 cents of that dollar goes to a foreign bank. When you buy something that's made in the United States, that dollar rolls around in our economy over and over again. And I hope that we can do something to encourage that dollar to roll around in the state of Pennsylvania.
We've been talking about the Made in PA legislation by phone from Harrisburg with State Representative Eli Ivankovich of Murraysville, who chairs the House Manufacturing Caucus and supports the bill and is a recovering accountant, as he said, and David Taylor, executive director of the Pennsylvania Manufacturers Association. Gentlemen, thank you both for joining us for a very enlightening conversation.
My great pleasure. Thanks so much.
Coming up, we'll talk about the new restaurant award-winning chef Kevin Sousa is hoping to bring to Braddock. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.